For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, April the 18th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on the 8 R's and soul ties. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Before I even go any further, I'm going to tell you, if you look online, you're going to find there's people going into the courts trying to marry their mothers. Here's the problem. Once the law of the land starts saying that it's okay to kill a certain class of people, then pretty soon they're going to kill another class of people. So now they're passing laws. They just passed one in Oregon to allow for starving to death old people. So pretty soon, if you're missing an eye, you don't have value. Or you're walked with a limp. Do you follow me? Because we devalued human beings. So when they said in the Supreme Court that it was okay to have homosexual marriage, when that got spoken, pretty soon, you're going to have polygamy be okay. Listen to me. And you can have three men, two women, and a dog in a whole millennium. I'm just telling you. The cap is off. And so these court cases will eventually win. Lest we repent. And God hears and He moves on our nation. The only people that are going to even, the only shot we have is if God's people will be right and live holy and call on His name and repent for everybody. Yes. Repent for the lost because they don't know what they're doing. Yes. But calling on Him for mercy and asking Him to pour His Spirit out, and if He does that, there could be enough conviction to turn this thing for whatever season we have before the Antichrist comes. Because we're not stopping Him. God has a day for that. And when that happens, as wicked as you see things now, the Bible says the restrainer that holds that back is going to be lifted. When the restrainer is gone, we can't even imagine what's coming. But we have a big God. So incest, never have sexual intercourse with anybody related to you by blood. I am the Lord. Never have sexual relations with your mother. She is your own mother. Never have sexual relations with her. Leviticus 18:7. 18:8, never have relations with your stepmother. 18:9, or with your stepsisters. She's your father's daughter, your mother's daughter. It makes no difference whether she was born in your house. 18:10, never have relations with a granddaughter. 18:11, with the daughter of your father and his wife. She's your own sister, so this would be half brothers and sisters. Never have relations with your father's sister. She's your aunt. Never have intercourse with your mother's sister. She's your maternal aunt. Never have relations with the wife of your father's brother. She too is your aunt. Never have relations with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Never have relations with her. Never have relations with your sister-in-law. She's your brother's wife. I know there is a curse, and I don't know exactly where it is, but there is barrenness caused by people, ancestors, that have had relations between nephews and nieces and aunts and uncles. 18:17. Now see, God knows the depravity of man, okay? And he's setting some rules here now. It is written. Never have relations with a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her granddaughter. They're related. Never have relations with your neighbor's wife and become unclean with her. Never give your children as sacrifices to gods by Molech, by burning them alive. If you do, you're dishonoring the name of God. I am the Lord. This is the equivalent to abortion. The Bible calls it passing children through the fire. Never have relations with any animal and become unclean with it. Never 18:22. Never have relations with a man as a woman. It is disgusting. For they changed it. And then Romans 1:25-27. For they changed the truth of God into a lie, and they worshiped and served the created thing more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to dishonorable affections. For even their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to another, males with males, working out shamefulness, and receiving in themselves the recompense which is fitting for their error. Listen to me. Anybody that repents will be accepted by God. For anybody. Thank God for His mercy. Thief on the cross. We don't know that he did anything right ever. But he did one thing right. He said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Okay? But I told you that God, if you ignore the Holy Spirit, He gives you over to yourself. The Bible says you end up with a reprobate mind. Your conscience can become seared. So you think that even what you're doing is right, even though you should know it's wrong. Our nation, because of the sin, is truly many, many, many people are given over to a reprobate mind. Some of the things that are happening out there make no... There's nothing that makes sense about it. Nothing. By any reasonable person. Whether you believed in God or not. And it's because of saying, I don't want you, God. I'm going to do what I want to do. So He's given them over. Leviticus 18:26, live by my standards and obey my rules. Neither you or any foreigner should ever do any of these disgusting things. 18:27, 28, and 29, the people of the land who were there before you did all these disgusting things. As a result, the land became unclean. Now I want you to understand, when you look at land, we're made of dirt too. So you go back and read, we're made from dirt. God made us out of dirt. He breathed His Spirit into us, and Adam became a living soul. Mm-hmm. We got dirt bodies. These things are land. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the Bible's talking about a land being defiled, and truly a nation can be, and a land and a territory, but it starts with the people in the land. Amen. So this land becomes defiled before that land becomes defiled. The people that were there before you did all these disgusting things. As a result, the land became unclean. If you make the land unclean, it will vomit you out as it vomited out the people who were there before you. Whoever does any of these disgusting things must be excluded from the people. So you must follow my instructions. Don't live by the standards of people who lived there before you. What they do is disgusting. Never become unclean that way. I'm the Lord your God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. I read Galatians before that included the sexual sin in it. Our God is holy, and He's loving, and He warns us about the high cost of sin. He wants to cover us with His mercy and grace. The beginning is always acknowledging sin without, listen, let me just say this. You take this home. Never justify sin. Never justify sin. First off, your own. Take it to God. I blew it, Lord. Don't say, Lord, I did it, but you know. He does know. Don't justify sin. Own it. Lord, I'm sorry. Don't justify anybody else's sin. Doesn't mean you condemn them. We don't condemn people. We fight for people. Listen, God may show you things about people. You may see things are wrong. And the thing is, if it's holy judgment if you look at something wrong and you intercede for somebody. But if you look at something wrong and you condemn that somebody, you just got an unholy judgment. And as our friend Carla says, you made a purchase order, so whatever you condemn them for is coming back to your house and coming into your bloodline. But we've got to see what's right and wrong. Revelation 21:6, he said, and 7 and 8. He said to me, it is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who thirsts, I give the fountain of water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters And all liars will have their part of the lake of fire burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Say, Lord, that's not for me.
That's not for me.
I repent.
For anywhere.
I've been fearful.
Unbelieving.
Abominable.
Murdered.
Sexually immoral.
Worked
witchcraft.
Through behavior.
Or drug use.
Or entertainment.
For idolatry.
Making anything
higher than you, Lord,
in my mind.
And I repent for lying.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. We got to thank the Lord for the cross. We thank the Lord for His blood. We thank Him for His Spirit. We thank Him for the truth of the Word. Jesus said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. We praise God that He came to help us be free here as well. He gives us key scriptures and shows us where sexual sin belongs. Now listen, Matthew 5:28, I say unto you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. This means if you fantasize about another person sexually, you've committed adultery just as if you've done it. I give you this promise. If you never do it in your mind, you'll never do it physically. If you refuse it in your mind and say, oh, listen, it's the devil tempting you, working your own flesh. But if you, at the moment of temptation, say, no, shut up, devil, that's not me, you'll never walk down that path. We've got to take control of our thought life. I did this teaching a good while back. It says here in 2006, estimated revenues for sex-related entertainment was just under $13 billion. This includes video sales and rentals, internet sales, cable, pay-per-view, phone sex, exotic dance clubs, magazines, and novelty stores. Global porn revenues have declined 50% because it's free now. It's free on the phones. Internet porn is a $3 billion per year business. 69% of pay-per-view internet content is pornography. There are 420 million pornographic internet pages. Once again, this is 2006. 12 to 17-year-olds are the largest consumers. 42.7% of internet users view pornography. The pornography industry is larger than the revenues of these companies combined: Microsoft, Google, Amazon, eBay, Yahoo, Apple, Netflix, and everything. I don't know if that's still true, but that's a lot of money. That's a lot of bondage. 70% of the women keep their cyber activities secret. 68 million search daily. 7 of 10 lay leaders in the church admitted to visiting adult websites. 5 out of 10 pastors said they did the same. 60% of all Christian men, 30% of all Christian women are addicted to pornography. 60% of the women who answered the survey admitted to have significant struggles with lust. 40% admitted to being involved in sexual sin in the past year. And 20% of church-going female participants struggle with looking at pornography on an ongoing basis. Now, those are statistics. I'm sure they're multiplying. But it's more than statistics, it's people. It's husbands, it's fathers, it's mothers, it's wives, it's children, it's sons, it's daughters, it's families, it's friends, it's co-workers, it's churches, it's ministries, it's the body of Christ. And they only tell part of the story. Because if the wages of sin is death, death is being proliferated through the electronics. What is the wages of sin? It's death. Death to peace with God. Death to peace with self. Death to health. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to sanity. Death to ministry. Sexual sin is an open door that leads to the state of being called unholy soul ties. Sexual sin leads to unholy soul ties. I want to say this. My brother was a homosexual. And at the last part of his life, the Lord sent me in to talk to him in the hospital, and he repented for everything and received a cleansing. And I believe he's in heaven because of his mercy. Sister Jerry had a son that was a homosexual, but he became not one before he died. You get that? Yeah. He didn't die homosexual. He died a son of God. Yeah. Same way my brother did. There's mercy and there's grace. But in the lifestyle of those in sexual sin, there's all sorts of disease, but over the average age of a homosexual man is like 49 years old in a nation where it's over 70 for men. And they die of AIDS. And the women, their average age is just a little older. And they don't die of AIDS, but they die of lupus. And they die of diabetes. Because the wages of sin is death. Let's talk about soul ties. Bible speaks of what can be called soul ties. It doesn't use that word, but it speaks them about two being knit together, becoming one flesh. A soul tie can serve many functions, but in its simplest form, it ties two souls together in the spiritual realm. Soul ties between married couples draw them together like magnets, clinging to one another as they should. Good. It's holy. But soul ties between fornicators can draw a beaten and abused woman to the man which in the natural realm she would run from. But instead she runs back to him over and over. Though he doesn't love her, he treats her like dirt. In the demonic world, unholy soul ties can serve as bridges between two people to pass demonic garbage back and forth through. People can be happily married and really love their spouse, but have ongoing fantasies, including visual fast flashbacks of former lovers or an ex-spouse. Soul ties with an abuser can hinder godly relations with a spouse, perverting what is holy. You know, people get out of prison, and oftentimes they run right back to the people they used to run with. So there are sexual soul ties, okay? And then there are relational soul ties. Here's some scriptures to consider. Let's look at relational. Proverbs 22:24. Make no friendship with an angry man. You shall not go up with a man of fury. 25 says, lest you learn his ways and get a snare for your soul. So something happens when you're tied to someone. See, that there's a bridge that ties them. Two or more persons can be bonded together. Told you there's good ones and there's bad ones. The Word of God tells you of a good one. When I read Genesis and it talked about a man and a woman coming together, man leaving his mother and father, taking a wife, and the two becoming one, cleaving to one another, it's good. Jonathan and David, First Samuel 18:1, it talks about Jonathan and David. It's not a sexual matter, but they were friends, and it says their souls were knit one to another. Friends, holy, good. But their souls were knit. You can have good Christian fellowship. Good friends. Listen, a good friend, a good soul tie, you know what they're going to do? If you got a flesh problem, they're going to point you to Jesus. They're not going to pet your flesh. They may love you, they'll empathize with you, but they're going to point you to Jesus as the answer. And anybody that does different, you're not going to have good soul ties with. You might have unholy soul ties in that relational matter. Can be with an abuser. Or if you were the abuser. The controlled or the controller. The dominated or the dominator. The manipulator or the manipulated. The bully or the bully. Any of those unholy relationships can result in unholy soul ties. There was a girl named Dinah, Genesis 34. She was the daughter of Leah, Jacob, and she walked out and she was raped by a man called the Prince of Shechem. And the Bible says that his soul was knit to hers. And that's not a good thing. You can create a soul tie with a rock group by being obsessed with their music, with artists, with actors, with actresses. I've heard stories of young men having John Wayne back in the day, posters all over their room, and they start walking like he did, you know. Marilyn Monroe posters, and the girl become harlot because of that identification with the soul. We need to break soul ties with people. People you fantasize with, there's a soul tie with every image, with the person, with every image from pornography. Paul said, Back in Corinthians, he told us, don't you know, First Corinthians 6:16. What? Know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, says he, shall become one flesh? So that means that act joins you together with someone in an unholy way. Soul tie fragments the soul and it's destructive. People who have many past relationships find it very difficult to bond or be joined to anybody because their soul is fragmented. You can have unholy soul ties formed if you were molested or if you were raped. You didn't ask for it. Maybe it's still affecting your life today. You break unholy soul ties with people. Say you had somebody you had bad relations with, sexual or otherwise. Sometimes you need to get rid of stuff that you have that belong to them. Ask the Lord. Sometimes it needs to go. I can tell you this. There ain't no pictures of me smoking joints and drinking beer. They're all gone. Do you hear me? All of that stuff's gone. That's not who I am anymore. I don't need an image of that. Okay? There's some things that need to be gotten rid of. If you want to keep a picture of something of you from childhood, it's got that, just Photoshop it and get rid of the bad part. If you have to. Let's pray together. Repeat with me if you would. Dear Yahweh, my Father, thank you for loving me so much. You sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for me and forgive me of all my sins. This day, Lord, I want to clean up the loose ends. I want to close all the gates. I want to sever all soul ties that are unholy. Lord, help me. Remember every event and every person in order to complete this work. In Jesus' name, I ask. Amen. Father, I confess sexual sin on my part or my ancestors. I forgive those that have sinned against me and those I've sinned with. I turn from this sin. Please forgive me. Lord, I ask you to sever the unholy soul ties between them and me. I cancel all ground gained in my members because of unrighteous behavior. I cancel all assignments against me because of sinful acts. I call back authority over my body and declare it to be properly returned. Now, Lord, I ask you to close those gates. Enable me to maintain a pure heart, a clean spirit, a chaste body, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, God, I'm asking you to show me the people. Show me the events. Then I'm going to lead you through that. Then you close your eyes. And then when he shows you, then you take one hand, you chop it in the other and say, I break that. I break that. I don't care if it's one or 100. I break that. I break that. And just close your eyes and start right. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to show me everyone that I have unholy soul ties with, relational or otherwise, in Jesus' name. Now close your eyes and go on and chop as he shows you. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you show your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I bind every mind-blinding spirit. I bind every deaf, dumb spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that would hide things. I bind every hidden work of darkness that would hide things, commanded to come up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I thank you, Lord, nothing's going to hide. In the name of Jesus, I call it forth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, every soul tie formed from ugly words, I break the power of it in the name of Jesus. I break the power of every soul, even from ugly looks and ugly words and meanness in the name of Jesus. I break the power of that in the name of Jesus. And the soul ties formed from the rejections and the abandonments, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Bring the truth, Lord. Bring it, Father. I ask you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wherever their flesh has been broken in surgery and tattoos, in the name of Jesus, any needles, any wounds, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Even in the medical field, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, say, Father.
Father.
Is there any more? I'm listening. Whatever you show, whatever you say, I'll deal with it and trust you to heal me and deliver me in Jesus' name. Now, just close your eyes again. Let's see if there's any more. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're the revealer in the name of Jesus. Lord, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Even the ancestral sins, even that from familiar spirits, even soul ties linked to what their ancestors did. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I send every foreign soul where it belongs. In Jesus' name. I command any agent of bondage to leave me in Jesus' name. I call my soul back to me, covered in the blood of Jesus, and I break demonic bridges between me and those people, between me and the land, between me and the homes, between me and the rooms where any evil activity has happened, even up my bloodline. As far back as necessary. Now take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. You got to breathe. In the name of Jesus. You got to breathe. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you go to cough, you got to sneeze, you got to burn, let it go. Don't stop it. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Perversion. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Unclean. Dirty. Guilt. Shame. Blame. In the name of Jesus, fault placer, I break your power. It's my fault. I break your power. You deserved it. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, false guilt, secret sin, forced secrecy, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, fornication, adultery, I break your power. Go, 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 let them go. Sodomy, rape, incest, mistrust, mistrust of men, man hater, woman hater, get out of God's people. Go, 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 go. Molester, get out in the name of Jesus. All bestiality in the bloodlines, get out. Homosexuality, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, take a deep breath. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Incubus, go. Spirits that come in the night season, say, Father,
Father,
I divorce.
I divorce.
Every spirit that would come in the night season. All sexual spirits. All occultic sexual spirits. All spirit spouses. I ask you to grant divorce between me and those spirits and up my bloodline as far back as the original sins that created these issues. And I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Incubus, go. Succubus, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. You that lie on top, you that lie under, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Every unclean spirit, get out. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for divorce. It's Baal. We divorce Baal. We divorce Asherah. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. I break the power of the obelisk. I break the power of the Asherah pole. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Up and out. In the name of Jesus, violator, go. Masturbator, go. Go, go, go. Fantasy lust. In the name of Jesus, get out. Voyeur, go. Lewdness, go. Idolatry, go. Whoredoms, go. Fear, go. Anger, hatred, murder. I break those threefold cords in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Bitterness in the name of Jesus. Revenge, retaliator. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, betrayal. Go, 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 go. I pull the knives out of the back for the betrayal in the name of Jesus. Resentment. Get out, resentment. Get out. Say, Lord, I forgive everyone. I let them all go. From the time I was a baby in the womb up until now. And I forgive everyone, even in my bloodline, who failed to forgive. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the rejection, the abandonment, and the words that have been spoken. And now I command all the resentment, all the bitterness, all the unforgiveness, all the unholy judgment to go. I repent for any vow I've made. And I break those vows in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord, to deliver me of those vows. Take a deep breath. Come out. Resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, unholy judgment. In the name of Jesus, the enforcer of the vows, I'll never love again. I'll never be like that one. I'll never be like this one. I'll break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of their sinuses now. In the name of Jesus, lust of flesh, lust of eyes, pride of life, come out. Break up, come out of those sinuses. Rebellion. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. The stubbornness is idolatry and iniquity. Come out. In the name of Jesus, insecurity lodged in the sinuses. Come out. Come out. Break up. Come out. In the name of Jesus, fear. Fear of man. Go, go, go. Now witchcraft, go. Sorcery, go. Control, go. Seduction, go. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Jezebel, come out now. In the name of Jesus, say, I renounce the spirit of control called Jezebel and the spirit of control called Ahab. I renounce ungodly order, disorder, and I renounce rebellion against godly authority and command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Stubbornness is idolatry and iniquity. I break your power. Let God's people go. Rebellion is witchcraft. Go, go, go. Rejection, go. Self-hatred, go. In the name of Jesus, get out, self-hatred. Get out, self-condemnation. Get out, get out, get out, blame shifter. Get out, victim. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Compromise. Get out, get out, get out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, I break all curses of addiction, sexual sin, and both sides of my family, all the way back to Adam and Eve. I command all spirits of addiction to leave me now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Now take a deep breath. All spirits of addiction, addiction to alcohol, tobacco, drugs, food, craving, spirit of death. Come out, death. Come out, death. Come out, death. Come out, death. Death from idolatry. Death from adultery. Death from witchcraft. Get out, get out, get out. All spirits of death. Nicotine, come out. Spirits of alcohol, wine, beer, strong drink. Come out. Come out of their taste buds. Get out. Leave the blood system. Get out. Get out every part of their body. Get out from alcohol. Loose their liver. Loose their brain, throats, mouth, heart, skin. Even from ancestral addictive spirits. Go, 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 go. Ancestral alcohol. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out of their eyes. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. We bind him. I bind you in chains and fetters. I cancel your assignments against God's people. I render you harmless in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Get out. Rank and file. Line up and come out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. I destroy by the anointing of the Holy Spirit every bondage from drugs, from alcohol. In the name of Jesus. From meth, from marijuana. In the name of Jesus. From pornography, from food. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Even Coca-Cola, Lord. Even sodas. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent for wherever I have obeyed unrighteousness and obey rebellion. I want to obey you, Lord. So I repent for disobedience and break these curses. Take a deep breath. Now let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Every chain, every rope, every cord that ties them to familiar spirits. We break their power now. Generational sins of the fathers and of the mothers, we cut, sever, destroy in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. And all thoughts, even those spirits bring thoughts of drinking, thoughts of alcohol, thoughts of smoking, cigarettes, nicotine, get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. We cast you down. We break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go. Every spirit of enslavement, go. Compulsive spirits, get out. Obsessive, compulsive, get out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every torturer, every tormentor, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, get out. Addiction to alcohol, addiction to drugs, smoking, go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, being high, obliviated, get out of their heart, get out of their lives, get out of their soul. In the name of Jesus, death, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I ask for forgiveness for bowing down and giving my body over to other gods. For looking to other things for comfort instead of you. I break the power and the hold of all false comforters from all of my ancestors, and I receive my deliverance from the Lamb of God, who is Jesus. Now take a deep breath. All false comforters, come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every false comforter, go, go, go. From anxiety medicine, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, from painkillers, get out in the name of Jesus. Marijuana, get out. Alcohol, get out. Meth, get out. Cocaine, get out. Get out, get out. Pornography, get out. Sugar, sugar spirits from sugar. Death by food, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. I cast out every network of demons that are trying to keep me in bondage. I cast out the spirit of self-destruction, slow murder, premature murder, suicide, sting of death, spirit of death. I break and destroy the hold and loose myself from all heart and blood diseases. I cast demons out of my eyes, nasal passage, respiratory system. I cast out emphysema, asthma. I cancel the assignment and cast out every spirit breaking down my immune system. I command cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer, lip cancer, colds, flu, asthma, hypertension, boredom, power trips, rebellion, restlessness, destroyers, nervous disorder, hindrances to my mind, depression, dull mental awareness, dull alertness, and function to go. I command mind control to go. Take a deep breath. Let them go. 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 Heal them, Lord, even as they're delivered. Heal them, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now I command right now liver damage, liver spirits in the liver to go. All liver disease to go. Hepatitis C to go. Abdominal pain to go. Tenderness to go. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Jaundice, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, all malnutrition, all confusion. In the name of Jesus, impaired memory, go. In the name of Jesus, weakness, dizziness. In the name of Jesus, problems with thinking and memory, come out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I repent for every word where I said I've lost my mind, that I must be crazy. I repent and break the power of those words and command those spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Get out, get out, get out, get out. They have the mind of Christ. They have the mind of Christ. They have the mind of Christ. Get out, get out, get out. In the name of Jesus, extreme fatigue, fainting, fever, In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every idle spirit, come out. Inflammation, come out, out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, numbness, tingling, sluggish, dragging. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, say, I cut. All cords,
all
ties,
all
ropes,
all bands,
and I take down
all
towers
of
the enemy and all of his coverings, and I call them destroyed in the power of Jesus' name, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Every remaining spirit that Jesus wants out today, come out. Come out. Come out. Every squatter, come out. Every spirit Jesus wants out today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, nobody's hiding. You're uncovered. In the name of Jesus, unloved, unwanted. In the name of Jesus, unappreciated. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, all pride. Say, I repent
for pride.
Lord,
I break the power of pride.
Anything I can do, by your grace. Anything I'm not doing wrong, it's by your grace. I repent for pride and spiritual pride. And I renounce Leviathan and all the sons of pride. And I ask you to deliver me from pride. Spiritual pride. And cut the head off of the serpents and the hydras and remove them from my body, from my soul. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Lord, it's you that contends with Leviathan, that you put a thorn in their jaw, put them in Leviathan's jaw, put a hook in Leviathan's lip. Disperse his smoke, Lord. Put out his flame. Push back his scales of control and anger and rejection in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for removing Leviathan, you twisting serpent. You that twist words. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, and every spirit that needs to cling to Leviathan, come out now. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, sons and daughters. Come on, deep breath. Get them out. Come on, come on. All you squatters, come out of there. You can't hide. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. 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 In Jesus' name. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, blow your wind. Blow through, Lord. Blow through and do what only you can do. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now raise your hands to heaven.
Praise you, Jesus.
Say, Lord,
fill me
with a fire
of
the Holy Spirit,
with
your power,
in
the name of Jesus.
Manifest
your fruit in me.
Love,
unselfish
concern
for others,
joy,
patience,
kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness,
gentleness,
self-control.
Fill me,
Lord.
I receive
the law
of life in the
Spirit
in
Christ Jesus
to destroy
the
power
of
the law
of
sin and
death.
Now take
one more
deep breath.
Death, let
them go. Death,
let them
go. Death, let
them
go.
Death,
let them
go.
Spiritual
stoning,
I break your power in
the name
of Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus.
Go,
go, go,
go,
go, go, go,
go.
As the blessings
of God
come in,
the curses
are broken.
In
the name of
Jesus,
Lord,
I declare
your blessings
will
chase them
down.
Overtake them
in
the name
of
Jesus.
Raise
your hands
again.
Raise your hands
again.
I bless
them,
Lord.
I thank
you. Fill them
with
your Spirit
of
Yahweh,
of
wisdom.
Take
deep breaths
while
this
is going
on.
Be
filled
with
the Spirit of
God,
of wisdom
and
counsel
and
might
and
understanding
and
knowledge
and
the fear
of the
Lord.
Thank
you,
Father.
In Jesus'
name,
who the Son
sets
free
is
free
indeed.
Who
the
Son
sets
free.
And
free
indeed.
Lord,
I thank
you for
healing
any
physical
needs.
In
the name
of
Jesus,
even
where
these spirits
have gone,
now
I ask
you
for the miracle
of
fixing
their
body,
even
where
they
sit,
Lord.
Whatever's
broken,
Lord,
you're
the fixer.
We
give
you
glory
and honor.
They're
healed
by Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Now
I bless your
people,
Lord,
with
a good night's sleep. unless they need to talk to you. And then I bless them to be woke up to hear your voice. And that then you strengthen them for the days ahead. And I thank you, Lord, they're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I thank you, Lord, that you're mighty in battle and this battle is yours. And we give you all glory and honor and praise for what you've done tonight and what you're going to do for just getting us here and for the rest of our lives and the promises of God, which are yes and amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Don't forget about 6 in the morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.